what Fairmont Hotels are doing to embrace environmental stewardship. And for that, we go to Ann White. She is a spokeswoman, vice president of corporate communications, I believe the official title is, with the Fairmont Hotels, based in Toronto. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm not our vice president of corporate communications, but that is what I do, Betsy.
Okay, so since you are the spokeswoman, tell us all about how Fairmont started getting into the green zone.
Well, actually, Fairmont was one of the first hotel and travel companies to get into the idea of environmental operations. We've had our green partnership program since 1990 in Canada. It really was a grassroots movement driven by many of our colleagues. That has since grown. We started the program across the U.S. 4 years ago, and now it's growing globally. And this year, we're very, very excited because we've really broadened our outreach to create more guest experiences. When we started the program, I think much the way environmentalism is involved, it was about things like waste management, energy and water conservation, so the recycling, the kind of obvious things that everyone sort of thinks of off the top. But what we're really thrilled about is our opportunities to create sustainable surroundings. And to our guests, that means things like rooftop herb gardens at our properties, and then to create opportunities for guest engagement and learning, which is really where our next push is in the green world.
I understand at your Fairmont Hotel in San Jose, you have a hybrid car in the lobby?
That's absolutely correct. This year we launched our Eco Innovations Program, which is just really taking the Fairmont Green Partnership and literally putting it in front of the guest, giving them an opportunity to really get up close and personal. So each property has decided on a way, and we have over 40 of them worldwide, where they can think globally and address an important basic environmental issue that affects all of us, but act locally. So for San Jose, that perfect fit for that is, of course, clean air, addressing the issues of greenhouse gas emissions and all the other ancillary environmental issues that go around driving in California, not to mention gridlock. So the first thing the hotel did was to park a Toyota Prius, one of the most popular environmental and hybrid vehicles out there, right in the main lobby, and surround it with some great signage that tells people about driving hybrids and just basically about driving your vehicle and how that impacts the environment. They also offer free overnight parking to Fairmont San Jose guests who are driving hybrids. And then the colleagues are doing some really neat things like running a summer campaign to de-junk their trunks and make their cars more environmentally responsible in terms of having tune-ups and that kind of thing. And they're also working with their local San Jose community on a commuter challenge similar to what's been done in other communities in the Bay Area.
And how are your guests responding to this?
Our guests respond, as always at Fairmont, we're overwhelmed by the fact that people actually notice. San Jose has gotten tremendous media interest to start, but also really positive comment cards and emails. And considering they've only been running the program since May, that's fantastic news. And I think, too, people, it's a point of creating that curiosity. It's like you put some dots out there and then you kind of ask people, how do I connect that back to my own life in terms of environmentalism? So some of the most interesting questions we get at Fairmont, well, people will see things in our hotels. We'll talk about in our rooms things like tap aerators and low-flow shower heads. And people are like, well, where can I get those at my local Home Depot and what can I do at home? And, you know, how does this sort of translate back to me in my home environment?
We have just about a minute left, Ann. Will we see aspects of green in all Fairmont hotels and resorts? And if not now, then when can we expect to see that?
You will see aspects of green in all Fairmont hotels and resorts, from the back of the house and things, technical things like cogeneration plants that use excess heat to heat our hot water. And you'll also see them in the front of the house. In terms of activities, go out and look for our Fairmont Eco Innovation Programs. We flag those guest activities. And just open your guest directory when you arrive at your Fairmont guest room. It contains a green guide, and it'll tell you everything you need to know, both locally and globally, what Fairmont's doing with green.
And quickly, anything on your website about this?
There is. Go to www.fairmont.com/environment.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Ann White. She is with Corporate Communications for Fairmont Hotels and Resorts. And our website is www.ecotalk.net. In our last segment, we'll be finding out what Hilton Hotels is doing to green their collection of lodging. We'll be right back.